Major Ben Chapman, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Major Chapman?
Wait a moment now. I was born in Norwich here, I should think, yes.
And what was your date of birth?
The 15th of May 1916, I think it is. That makes me, what, 86. That's right.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background, you know, your parents, what they did for a living?
My father, I was brought up as a soldier's son. And my father, I was the eldest of a family of four. And we travelled, went to, wait a minute, let's see, where did we go? We were in, I was in Egypt, and we went from Egypt, I went to, now wait a moment. Anyway, we travelled with the Royal Norfolks then, you
see. Which battalion was your father in?
My father then was a 1st Battalion, but he was originally a 4th Battalion. Or was with the 4th. He was with the 1st, actually. And
And he was an officer?
Yes, he was a major. And he was... he'd be well known by the of the 1st Battalion, you know, they knew of him in those days, the early people. Now, I remember coming back here to Norwich. I then went to this job in a flour mill.
Now, hang on, what about your education? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I was educated at the Norwich Technical College, the Technical School, JTS, Junior Technical School, and after a while I went to this job as a...
How did you do at school? Was there any particular subjects you enjoyed?
Yes, I was an average sort of scholar. You must remember that I was taught by various army schools, so I hadn't had the normal sort of education, but I then won a scholarship to the technical college, and what happened? We used to, you know where the big, what's his name is, St. Andrew's Hall is. You know where that is? Well, just before you get to that, if you go along from the river, we were on right near the river, there is a college there, which is the technical college.
And which subjects did you study there?
Well, I studied everything. I was pure education there. And I did everything from gymnastics was my forte, if you like. When I say gymnastics, sport and that sort of thing.
Which sports did you concentrate?
I played everything. But I was...
And how old were you when you left school?
I would be about 15, I think, or getting on for...
So about 1930, 31.
That's right, something like that.
And tell us about your work.
What work did I do when I went to the mill, you mean?
Tell me about that, yes.
Well, when I reported to this flour mill, I was a mill foreman's assistant at one time. There was myself, and I think they had... I was the first boy to go from the technical college. And they had another one come later on, but he stopped in the office. Whereas I was more inclined to look to the technical side of flour milling. Now, I could go on about farming, but it's...
Tell us a bit about it, because it's not something that people know about now, and well, no one else is ever going to ask you, I suspect. So tell us a bit about what you had to do as a team.
Well, one used to... I was there mainly assisting the mill foreman. And I had a... what's his name? An office next door to the one of the bosses... Mr. Hector Reed, who ran the mill there. His brother Jack Reed, had a mill in Horsford or somewhere like that.
And this is the mill in King Street.
In King Street, that's right. And then I used to do moisture testing, colour testing, looking at the flour, you know what I mean, see if there was any mistakes or anything like that in the milling process. And unless, I mean, to go through milling is a hell of a business. It's, there are rollers, there are rollers which breaks the wheat. There are probably, I know there were about five what they would call fluted rolls which broke open the wheat. And then it went round, and then they had grinding rolls, and they all went through sieves and various things like that. It's quite a business.
How was it powered, the mill, the rollers?
Well, they was all powered by various things. You had to have your wheat heated and washed. And various other things had to happen to the wheat. Also, when you separated a wheat berry, it's about 60% or a little more of it is flour. The remainder of it is bran and what we would call supers or light stuff, which is small.
Chaff.
No, not chaff. There is that too, you get chaff and that sort of thing. But it's quite a complicated business, going through milling.
So how did you take to it? Did you enjoy working?
Well, it was all right, except the job I landed up on, they moved from where I was in, what do they call the place now? We had a mill in Norwich, in the, near the city centre. You know what's the best way of describing it? It was in King Street. I can't remember.
That's what you said before, yeah.
Well, these are. It was a sort of place, but. They got into this mill, and then they decided to move to King Street, which was a bigger mill, and quite a lot more into it. We also took on a thing called Rosero, which was flake maize, where we cooked the maize, and then you cracked it, and then rolled it, and all sorts of things. So you had, it's rather like... what are they called? Well, one of these breakfast things, you know, only it's for cattle. And being by the river, all the wheat and the maize used to come up by boat from Yarmouth. Often these boats used to bring it up there, and they'd come up the river, and they would unload at wherever the place was, not the first place we lived at, had the factory. Then, after a while, I ran one of these automatic machines, you know, where it weighed automatically, and I pulled a lever, and the wheat came down, and I held a bag underneath, and but all the muck used to come up, you see, and I used to get this up my nose, and I found it was, after a while, it was too much. So I decided to join the army, and I joined the Royal Norfolk Regiment at the depot.
Now, how did you go about joining?
Well, I went to the depot there. I
This is at Britannia Barracks?
Britannia Barracks, yes, that's right.
And you joined as a private soldier then?
Private soldier, yes.
And and that, what year would that be, 1930?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember all that.
Roughly. How old were you?
I would be... I'd be 18 or 19 then.
So, about 1934?
Oh, God, wait a minute.
Now, you've just been out to check, and you reckon August 1936, which might make you nearer 20.
Right, yes, round about, I would say I was about 19 or something like that.
Now, so you're joining as a recruit?
I joined to get to earn some money, you see.
Now, what do you remember of your basic training at Britannia Barracks?
Oh, at Britannia Barracks? Well, I did what a normal, what a recruit will do. And,
what do you remember about that, about the actual training you went through?
Oh, thought I'd been watching this as a kid all my life. I knew more about training than the fellow that taught me, I expect. You know, I was very, very knowledgeable about army affairs. And after a while, I was made a lance corporal very quickly. And
still at the barracks?
Oh, yes, yeah, still at the barracks. And then I... what happened then? Well, I went... I was still a civilian. And... I was just going to show you, physical education for boys and young men, you see. I became an expert on because I belonged to, you remember the Priory Gym, have you ever heard of that? No, well, it was a local gym here, and I used to do a lot of gymnastics and
tell
that sort of thing.
Tell me about the Priory Gym, then, before you go. What was the Priory Gym?
Well, it was a gym down in... was it Thorpe? Well, no. You know, let's think the best way of describing it. It was a gym down in the bottom of, in the middle of Norwich, where they used to have people could go, and we used to have young men would go there, and I was very keen on gymnastics and that sort of thing. And I was quite good at that sort of thing. Well, as a youngster, I represented Norwich and Norfolk and high jump for the, although I was short, I high jumped for Norfolk in the White City and all that sort of thing. I've done an awful lot of athletics and that sort of business, and it was my business when I got in the army, so they made me a lance corporal, and I soon taught other people that sort of thing.
So you acted as a gym instructor?
Gym instructor as
or
well.
PT
was the main thing.
So they kept you in the barracks as an instructor?
Yeah, for a while, and then what happened?
Then what about weapons training? What do you recall of weapons training?
Oh, gosh, I did it all, you know. I knew all about weapon training and that sort of thing. Did arms drill, did firing and all the rest of it, you know. Done all that sort of thing.
Now, what about... how did you get on with the other recruits?
Well, I got on all right with them because I was one of the few people that knew what was happening and why and so on. And eventually they made me a lance corporal and I got in charge of them and that sort of thing. And then what happened was... Now, wait a moment. I found that, I was... a lance corporal not getting on very well. By that I mean I was getting on well. The only trouble was it took a long time, all these things. So what happened was I wanted to get into something where I get promotion quickly. And No, I don't know. I can't remember how I got inveigled into. What all I know was, eventually, I was posted to the Middle East, you know? And...
Who were you with then? Which battalion?
Well, I was with the Royal Norfolks then.
Do you know which battalion?
Oh, God. No, I wasn't with a battalion then. I was as an individual. I was a specialist in physical education.
And where were you sent to?
Now, the first place I went to was... Now, wait a moment. God. I think the first place I went to is somewhere in Egypt. And then from there I went to various places. I went from North Africa, you know, at the top. Where is it? Not Ishmaelia. What they call the place at the top there. I was posted there anyway, as an instructor. And from there I went all over the place. Eventually I was... I don't know when I got commissioned. I can't remember it now. I was probably commissioned when I was in Egypt.
And what year would that be? How long did it, roughly?
Oh, roughly, about, that would be after I'd been in the army about less than a year, probably. Because I had all this additional knowledge, you know, of being able to take and instruct physical education. And I was then, I was sent to a place in the Middle East, not Egypt, but towards, what do they call the place? Towards the Red Sea and that sort of way.
Palestine.
Right, yeah, Palestine and that sort of thing. And I went on there, and then eventually I was commissioned. But I don't know where I was commissioned now. I can't remember whether it was commissioned before I went out or whether I was commissioned when I was out there. But I was eventually commissioned. Anyway.
And were you commissioned into the Royal Norfolk Regiment?
No, I was commissioned into the Army Physical Training Corps. And I did a couple of courses at Aldershot, where I'd done, previously I'd done courses there. But as an officer and... as a sergeant, and then sergeant major, and then I, from there on, I was made commandant, or I started off the Middle East, or the Army School of Physical Training in Egypt.
And you were the commandant of it?
I was commandant, yes. By then I made major, you see. And then I went to all sorts of places and did all sorts of jobs. I was also in Cyprus for some time. And my wife eventually came out with me. This was after the war.
So... I'm a bit confused. So in the war, you were in the Army Physical Training Corps.
Corps, yes.
Mainly involved in running the physical training schools.
Schools, that's right, yes. Both in Egypt and not so much in England, but I was at the Army Physical Training School in Aldershot and so on, you see, on a course at one time. But I was a very bright boy as far as physical education was concerned. I could do things in my youth, or whatever you say, as a young man, which other people could do it before I sort of joined the Army Physical Training Corps, because I'd been brought up in that ilk. But after that, I then...
You were slightly fortunate in that sense, in that you weren't on active service in the Second World War. You were.
We were on active service, but I wasn't, because I was teaching. I wasn't necessarily in the front line, but I would be later on. You know what I mean.
What was your next posting then, that you recall?
Oh, God. My next posting. I was a sergeant major, then I got a commission. I'm just trying to think how I got the commission, whether I got it before I went out there. I must have done.
So you were the Army Physical Training Corps throughout the Second World War?
Wait a moment. I should say more or less, yes, that's true.
Now, what was your first regiment when you joined a regiment as opposed to the Army Physical Training
Corps? Well, it was a Army Physical Training Corps.
Sorry, I know, but when did you actually join one of the line regiments?
Oh, well, normally when you're Army Physical Training Corps, you're one in hundreds, really, because you are then at a school teaching people. So you're always at schools, or at least running courses and that sort of thing. And I did that quite a number of times at various places. I remember doing it in Egypt, doing it in Cyprus, all over the place, in the Middle East. And then eventually, where did I go? Oh, I didn't know you were going into detail like this, because I could have thought of, you know, finding it out.
So when did you rejoin the Royal Norfolks?
Well, I was Army Physical Training Corps, and then I became Royal Norfolk.
When was that? After the war?
No, during the war. You see, when you think of the things that happened during the war, where you were posted and so on, and I was APTC most times, Army Physical Training Corps, and then I became Royal Norfolk when my commission. When I was commissioned, or I was commissioned before then, but I'm trying to think of the actual moment I was.
But when did you join the Royal North Regiment? If we could pin it to which battalion?
Well, I wasn't a battalion. I was an isolated person. You see, you would wear your regimental badges, although you were not with the regiment at that time. You were selected to take various courses, or would be commandant of the Army School of Physical Training, Middle East.
I understand that, but eventually you were in the 1st Battalion Royal Norfolk Regiment in Korea. How do we bridge between the Second World War when you were in the APTC and when you joined the Royal Norfolks?
Well, you don't join the Royal Norfolks like that. I probably wore a cap badge. That would be when the battalion, or when I was posted with the battalion to Cyprus, and we were there during all the trouble with the what do we call them? They were
EOCA.
Yes, it wasn't EOCA. It was EOCA, but they were the locals. They were nothing. the people who we really had to watch were the what we thought were the enemy in those days. I would be part of the DivHQ or the headquarters in Cyprus. Then from there onwards, I would go and be posted all over the Lincoln Place. I was sent to Middle East. Now, where else did I go to? My wife can remember most of this more than I can.
Well, perhaps we better concentrate on the period in Korea then. What?
The period in Korea?
Yes, if you remember that.
Well, I commanded at that time. I was an OR. I wasn't, shall I say, company sergeant major in Korea. And I commanded as an officer. I started as a sergeant major, then commanded as an officer A Company of the Royal Norfolk Regiment. And I was there. Did they tell you I was decorated?
Yes, but tell us a bit, before we get to that, because that's quite late on in Korea.
Yeah,
that's when you rescued someone from the minefield.
Well, it was...
do you want to tell that story first? Why do you think...
Well, there are people that you... I commanded a company of four in the battalion. There was, I commanded A Company. And I took over from a fellow called Carol Gibbons, who got moved. Now, things happened while you're commanding a company, and people used to... A lot of the battalion used to go out on patrol through my company. And I'd been a signal officer, a regimental signal officer. So my communications were fairly good. And one used to control these people from my battalion or my company HQ. And I had decent NCOs. I mean, some Major Boxall was a tremendous chap. He was my company sergeant major and saw about the feeding of people and all sorts of things.
What was he like in those days, Paul Boxall?
Well, he was a very good chap, as far as I was concerned. I don't think he was like by the chaps so much, but he did his job as he should do, you know what I mean? And I could rely on him if I had certain things to get done, you know. I say, right, Sergeant Major so-and-so is coming down today, we must have this done and we must have that. And he would help with the feeding and everything else. He was an extremely good company sergeant major. Plus, I had colour sergeants, I had all the other things.
Who was your colour sergeant, do you remember?
Oh, gosh. A colour sergeant was... now, wait a minute. God. These are some of the things you forget. You see, if I got talking with him, he'd remember immediately.
Not to worry. Well, tell me how you won how you won this the medal for rescuing someone from the minefield. What exactly happened?
Well, look, what happened was this. We